Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Two babies making friends on the street. Which is insane. Let me. It's literally infecting you.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
Hey.
Oh my God, we're live. We're on air.
In 5, 4.
Okay, Freddie.
3.
I'm so hungry I could eat Dan McGee. Daniel McGee.
Yeah,
I'm so hungry I could eat Daniel McGee.
Yes, I know very well. I know very, very well who that is.
I'm so hungry I could eat Dan McGee. That's the one that I found.
That's the one person.
Well, he left a lot of comments underneath one of your Facebook posts.
That is so funny. Yeah, because we used to play together when we were kids. We used to hang out together all the time.
I ate him right the fuck up.
I literally was just talking to his mother the other day, and we were like, let's get coffee together sometime soon. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, well, I'm so hungry I could eat him.
Okay. I love that trend so much. I was telling Adam about it. Like, I picked out his friend from high school's mother, and he was like, why would you say that? Like, why would you eat her? Why would you say that? And he gets so anxious when it comes. He's like, you're having so much fun, but I get so anxious, like, doing pranks like that. Because I asked him, I was like, do it for it to your roommates. Like, do it to Brad or something. He was so nervous. Like, even the thought of it got him, like, visibly stressed out. Like, you need to check in on that man. Like,
that's crazy to me, because I feel like this is such a... We've done way worse pranks on him, where we, like, called him. We were like, we're stuck on the side of the road. We took the Christmas gas.
No, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that.
I know, but this one is so mild.
Yeah, but he doesn't like doing it to other people even more.
We should... He doesn't like to be the one to prank.
No. Not,
but he doesn't care about... He doesn't like being the one that's pranked,
it
right?
Well, he's, like, okay with it. I used to call him all the time when I was in college, and I would be like, I lost my job! I lost being an RA!
That's just evil, though.
I know, but, like...
That's evil. April Fools!
I did that all the time, because that's just, like, my sense of humor, and is it stupid? Yes, but I think it's so fucking fun to just, like, troll in, like, little baby ways that only last for, like, 10 seconds, and it's not actually, like, harmful stuff. Like, not like, come quick, I'm dying! Like, it's just, like, innocent, stupid shit. Like, I got fired from being an RA, and, like, I know your best friend's mom's name.
Too real.
Like, shit too like real. That. And he was just like, how do you know
then
that?
Then you told him that you were getting fired from being an RA, and he's like, you're so funny, Nicole. Like, shut up.
I told him that he like makes me turn off TikToks when they're like the prank call ones. What's the one woman that you got me a cameo
Cassandra.
For my birthday?
Oh, Sue Dillon.
Sue Dillon.
I love her.
Love Sue Dillon. Love Cassandra Bowman.
Cassandra Bowman, yeah.
Love.
Cassandra Bowman's gotten mean, though, about
really?
Her calls. Yeah.
Some people have said that also about the one who calls places. Like, she's like, hey, fish stick. And then she like says something, and like she's like, I'll give you $1,000, like it's me from HR, I'll give you $1,000 if you impersonate a cow having an asthma attack.
Yeah,
and like shit like that. I do think that she should give the money, because those people get really excited.
Oh yeah. And then she's like, there's no $1,000. Yeah. And then the lady's like, what?
I do think that she should somehow have the money prior beforehand. But I did want to tell you, this is not a prank, this is real. Guess who just liked our post from tour, like a picture of us from tour. It's us bald. It's like so
Pitbull?
Full circle. No.
J-Lo?
No, bigger. Bigger than J-Lo.
Beyonce?
No.
Why would she like a bald post? Jay-Z?
No.
Oh, we wouldn't be excited about Jay-Z anyway.
No.
Who?
Guess.
No, I hate when you make me do this.
Taylor Swift, Brazil.
No way!
They liked our post.
Oh my God!
From the thing.
Bigger.
And they don't even follow us.
Come to Brazil.
Taylor Swift Brazil, that's massive.
That is huge.
That's major.
You know what? They know tours. One thing
that's
about Taylor Swift
saying.
Brazil, they know tours.
That's what I'm saying.
And, yeah.
And the fact that they respected this enough, they were like, oh yeah, these
bald,
photos ate.
Those bald people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I respect that.
That
Thank
was a fun
so
photo
much.
Shoot for us.
That was very fun.
I was like, how uncanny and weird can we make this?
I liked it a lot. I liked having tour themes. Like, I liked that a lot. Everybody was like, okay, Chapel Roan. But I feel like more concerts need to have themes. Like, when I was going to the Billie Eilish concert, that was also a thing that they had. Like, they were like, you don't have to follow the themes. So it was like, Jersey Nights tonight, Star Night is tonight. Like,
whatever. I like that. I like when it's, like, a big one, you kind of do something really loose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My head hurts so far. I was just telling Jake, I chewed gum yesterday, and my jaw and my head hurt so bad just from chewing gum. Like, that's stupid. Like, that's pussy shit. No, that's pussy shit. Like, actually, like, this is stuff that would have gotten you made fun of in middle school. Like, this is shit that would have made you get the dodgeball thrown in your face. Aww. Like, aw, your head hurts from chewing gum, pussy. Like,
poing. That's the sound of a dodgeball hitting you in the
I
face.
Hated when that happened. Poing. I didn't fuck with dodgeball when I was a kid because it gave me anxiety. The same feeling that I get playing dodgeball is like the same feeling I get playing Fortnite.
Yeah, it's anxiety inducing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why a bunch of like young little boys like it. Before we stray too far away from concerts,
yeah, what?
There's something I have to give you.
Give me?
Yeah. It's been...
She's reaching in her pants.
It's literally been sitting in... Like, it's been warmed by my mom's pubis this whole time.
Ew, why? You're literally reaching in your pants.
I got it for you. It's a Katie Gavin shirt.
You got me a Katie Gavin shirt?
Yeah.
Wait, I love it. Oh, I thought you'd like it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it's nice and warm.
From my mom's nice pubis.
Wow. Yeah. And the back says naked. This is the second... like really sapphic t-shirt that I have.
I know, I was like, oh, I feel like I could see you liking that.
And I really like it. Wow,
I'm like, oh, those are Jake's colors. And those are,
you were gonna give me like something that I left here, like you were gonna be like, you left your damn toothbrush or something.
No, but the boys all do leave shit here. Like, their Tide Pods are in my laundry room. Adam's family
photo
scrapbook is in my living room.
And it's a little cute. But this was very nice.
I thought you'd like it.
Thank you so much. I really do.
Jake,
I
love the Katie Gavin's.
I love lesbian.
That's it. I love lesbian.
I love lesbian. No, this is... Thank you.
I went to the Lucy Dacus concert yesterday at Radio City. That was my first time ever in Radio City. And hers too, apparently. Really? And it was so pretty. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I was seeing Ethel Cain there.
Next. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a beautiful place to see Ethel Cain. Yeah, I think excited. That Claro should play somewhere like there. I feel
does
like
she usually have standing room? Is that like what her concerts usually are?
No, Claro's? I think like she's been playing like just regular venues. Like, I don't think, because what, Radio City's considered a standing room?
No,
anywhere that has seats?
No, if it doesn't have seats, then it's standing room.
She plays in standing rooms. Yeah. I think she shouldn't anymore.
Right, that's why I was really happy to see that Ethel was playing Radio City. I know she's playing a Brooklyn show too.
There's
I don't know what that venue is, but
like for the most part it's seated. But like all of Claro's music is very like at this point very like orchestral, like beautiful, pretty, like it's calm and mellow, and having seats for people who cannot bear to go through an hour concert without locking their knees and not drinking a glass of water in that day or eating.
Yeah. Well, I was like happy because the Ethel Cain stans are like crazy about getting barricade and like really ruthless. So I was like, yeah, no, I'm happy that I probably won't sit at all, but I'm happy to actually just like have a spot.
No, we didn't. We only sat during like really, really slow songs when like Katie and I were like, we need to sit down. Katie Gavin and I. Where I was like, we need to just sit for a second just because our legs start to hurt. But for the most part, everybody pretty much was standing. But it was at least nice that people got the option because every single time, well, Lucy Dacus had to come on like with the microphone on the fucking on air. Or I don't know how to say it. Like, she came on, like the mic was on, and she was like, do not lock your knees, please have water.
Oh, wow.
But that's like, unfortunately, what the amount of people who have passed out at Claro. Like, I'm watching who opened for Claro. She's the one, Alice Phoebe Liu.
Okay.
So mellow, so calm.
From
like
White Lotus.
Yeah.
Okay, I love her.
She has a illustrious career.
Yeah,
she was in Cabaret. Amy Lou Wood.
Oh, she was? Mm. Who was she? Sally Bowles.
I think so.
I feel like she would slay Sally Bowles. So. Like Maude Apatow did.
Yeah, I think. Bowles. Yeah, you need to see it. But it's cool. It's really. I'll show you videos of it. But literally, Alice Phoebe Liu, such mellow music, and people in Philly. And it wasn't even that hot. I feel like it was maybe October. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It wasn't even that hot. But like, people were once again locking their knees, passing out. Now, and it just, like...
Well, they also are the people who, like, wait outside for, like, 7 hours before the show.
Yeah, that's why I feel like for some of these artists, I feel like a Radio City seated type of situation is, like, the way to go,
It's really with young fans that you have to worry about that kind of stuff. Because they are, like, so excited to see the artist that they, like, will do anything.
But it sucks because even for, like, Joe Keery now, like, him on his tour, there have been different venues that have said, like, we will not honor any type of, like... numbering system. Yeah. We will not honor, like, you cannot start lining up until like 5 p.m.
That's people, what the Fillmore does now.
Yeah. And people still lined up at like the church across the street. It's like, but genuinely, what is the point of that? I have stood outside for Billie Eilish before. Stood outside for, I think, like 2 hours before doors open because I really wanted a good seat. But I just happened to see like one of the doors. It was like at the... was it called the Met? What was it, on Broad Street?
Yeah, yeah, the Met.
The Met, and literally, like, a door just happened to open that no one was at, and, like, I was able to get barricaded.
Right, so it's, even like, crazy shit will happen. Yeah,
even though there was hundreds of other people in front of me, but just because I got to go in through a door, like, and we were one of the first ones to line up, like, it's all by chance. It doesn't... I don't know. It just... it sucks, but obviously, I'm sure that's, like, frustrating for... artists because they would have to stop so constantly. But like, that was really nice at like at the Lucy show, because I remember seeing her in Philly and people, she had to stop. I think it was like at the Electric.
Oh, you've seen Lucy before?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When Gianna cut her hair before, she gave us tickets to go see her that night in Philly at like the Franklin Electric Factory.
Yes. Yeah, we saw McGee there.
Yeah. And so when I saw her
Dan
there,
Dan McGee,
she had to stop. Yes, Dan McGee, she had to stop like over and over again. It's like, how the fuck are you passing out, moshing too hard at a Lucy Dacus concert?
Right. I saw Lizzie McAlpine like in 2022, and it was just
that
like,
was like a sad experience.
The
for you.
Worst. Like I think she's an amazing artist. It's just, yeah, I saw her at the Fillmore, and I don't fucking know those kids, man. Yeah. Like, it was like, I think she stopped 9 times. She was singing the song that she was dedicating to her sister. And this was her hometown show.
Yeah.
She's dedicating it to her sister, and people, like, 3 people passed out in the middle of it, and she had to stop.
Yeah.
It's just like, and it's not like, obviously, I'm like very, you know, I don't want people to be passing out at concerts. Like, I hope you're okay kind of thing.
Your body
but at
the same has time, to go through a lot in order to get to the point of exhaustion that you are passing. Unless you have a medical issue, people are not passing out super easily.
No.
Like, that does not happen unless you are, like, severely dehydrated, overexerting yourself. Like, you really have to be pushing yourself to the limits. So it's like... yeah, eat that fucking meal before the concert.
Yeah, yeah, like,
go buy water, go get a soda, like, go, don't lock your knees, like, you don't have to be the first in, you know, obviously.
If you pass out, you've lost your spot.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the point?
You're immediately booted to the back.
You're immediately booted to the back. You're not getting back up there.
No.
And in fact, like, you're ruining the concert for everyone else. Because, and you know what? I hope people who have health issues... that, you know, do get, like, where they do pass out, I think that they make responsible decisions in regards to that.
I would argue
that
the people who have health, like, health issues where they know that they are a risk of passing out, they take extra precautions that they are not going to be in that situation because they know how horrible it is.
I know, and then you see all, like, the discourse, they're blaming, which I think it is in part, like, partially the venue's fault to some degree, but they're like, well, the venue, like, didn't provide us water in line and stuff like that.
That never
like,
happened before.
That never happened before.
Now, like, at a Brooklyn Paramount, at the Phineas concert that I was at, they were giving water out to like everybody in the front of the line and the garden, like the Vada Vada Universe concert. I keep calling it's not that. It's just
well, what's it called?
I think like Vada Vada Palooza.
Period.
No, like just like I don't know. But they were giving out water to like cups of water to people up in the front row, and I mean like that's great because that's going to prevent them from having to you know literally pull out like 100+ pound bodies out of the thing like for all of these security
and what it cost them like you know 70 cents for like a small little bottle
but still it's like that just before it wasn't I mean more venues are having like fill up your own bottle stations which like before that wasn't a thing so I hopefully it's like moving in the right direction.
I really think it's like a result of what happened at Astroworld like really and people becoming a lot at least artists becoming the face of, like, the safety at their concerts.
Yeah.
And now I think a lot of artists are scared to, like, not acknowledge things. I just remember after seeing Lizzie McAlpine that there was a video of Olivia Rodrigo, and she had stopped her set, like, a bunch. And, you know, people are, like, yelling to her, like, thank you for taking care of us. That's not even her job. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why I think when people get to, like, arenas and stuff, it actually becomes a little less stressful to be an artist. Because, like, yeah, I don't know.
That's funny. What were you just mentioning? You were right before Olivia, you said...
Lizzie McAlpine?
Oh, well, Astroworld.
Astroworld, yeah.
I was going to say, like, it's funny because I have not seen anything about Travis Scott really since Astroworld, just because, yeah. I mean, like, a few things, but I don't think he's anywhere as, people are going to disagree with me, like, anywhere as big.
Here come the Scott heads.
Sorry, my bad.
What are they called?
I don't know.
Astro kids?
Yeah, sure. Astro turds. But he was like, I'm going to do something at Coachella that's never been seen before. I'm going to do something so crazy. Haven't seen a single thing about it.
No.
he's like, something crazy is going to happen at Coachella. You guys are not going to even believe. I don't like when artists
start talking like that either. if Gaga was like, I'm going to do something so fucking crazy at Coachella, I'd be like, is anyone, like, watching her? Somebody needs to make sure Gaga's...
I know. Someone should worry a little bit.
Worry a little bit, yeah. No.
My bank?
Yeah, so Nicole lost this the other day, and she was, like, texting in all of our group chats, like, has anyone seen my water bottle? My water bottle is gone. She posted on her story, is my water bottle there?
I was worried because we recorded the podcast last Thursday, and
what podcast?
Oh right. Wait, guys, this is just like.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, my bad. Sorry, guys. Sorry for like the. Oh, I'm sorry to hit you. Sorry for the late podcast this week.
Wait, did,
like,
something happen?
I don't think so.
I don't.
I'm sorry. I don't think so.
I don't remember that.
No, nothing happened.
I'm not. No, I don't.
No, nothing happened.
That doesn't sound real. Your bank.
In Minecraft, if, like, last week in Minecraft, if we were to be recording a podcast last Thursday, that's when
we have a new mod on our server. Yeah. Podcast mod.
I left it behind the curtain here and I didn't find it, and then I posted a photo and a bunch of people were like, why the fuck do you have pillows in your bathtub? I'm like, why do you think?
Oh, Nicole, and what do you think? Nicole is like, where's my jewel girl, except
with her water bottle, with a big ass bink.
And her
I wanted this water bottle
PB&J Road lip balm.
I wanted this for so long, ever since I saw Anya from Emergency Intercom drinking out of it.
Really?
Because I had a really bad obsession, like, in high school with, like, water bottles that I was, like, everyone else, like, buying, like, way too many. I don't have a single Stanley. Like, I don't have a single Stanley. I have one Owala. Like, I'm very reasonable now. Like, I have, like, just a few water bottles.
Did you have a Hydro Flask?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same. Okay, yeah. Cool.
It just got dented up really bad. Same. And basically got hit by a car.
And, like, and once they're dented, it's, like, they don't stay cold anymore.
Yeah, it was a lot. But, I wanted this for so long, but it's like $40, and I was like, I'm not gonna pay $40 for glass. But then it was on sale at Target for like $16, and I was like, oh, how could I not?
Oh,
wait. I know.
Oh my, what is that, like 60% off?
I know.
And that's so crazy.
And all the colors and everything, and I was like, I wanted this specific blue little bink.
I do like that color blue.
I know, it's cute.
It's very Miffy coated.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called, what's like the draw of that? I feel like every water bottle has a gimmick.
Of this one?
Yeah.
Just that you could, like, place it down. Like, and it's...
okay.
And that it's glass.
Right.
It's
my Owala cannot do that.
No.
Place it down.
No, and it's... I don't know. This is, like, my at-home water bottle. Like, this probably isn't going to go anywhere with me. Like, I just refill this at home.
Are you, like, peeling this plastic or this rubber part off to clean it?
I have not cleaned it, so I will cross that bridge when I get there.
I'll let you know if I have to pull the foreskin off my water bottle to clean it.
Hopefully I don't have to. Do I have to? I guess I do.
I'd be afraid that it would get moldy like the Owala did.
Why would it? Why would it here?
But because you're going to be washing it. But
there's no dampness.
But you're going to be washing it.
Okay, so foreskin stays on. My God. I'm not taking the foreskin off. It probably doesn't even work.
Why does your water bottle smell like dick cheese?
I know. And honestly, it also has times on it. The big foreskin has times on it when you should be drinking it by.
So does mine.
Your foreskin?
Yeah,
I know.
I got them tattooed on, though. That's cool.
If I,
Hey, nice. Nice water bottle.
If I was a guy, if I had a penis, I think I would get mine tattooed.
Really?
It just seems so boring.
What did I research?
I need to make that shit look a little bit more appealing. Like, I wouldn't be able to, like, sorry, I know this is...
Appealing? I feel like it'd be less appealing.
Tattooed?
You should do that thing that people do with fisting on their arms, where they, like, get it, you know what I'm talking about? They'll get a tattoo where they, like the deepest they've gone. That literally is what it is.
No, because I know somebody who has, he's talking about the rings that people have, like, the bars. Because, for example, Tyler Joseph from 21 Pilots, he has that on his arm. And that's a God-fearing man. You know that man isn't fisting up to here. Also, additionally, there's another guy that I follow. And his, like, on TikTok, and his is, like, two bars up here. That's crazy. Once again, if he's fisting up to here, crazy.
Some people
crazy
do.
Crazy work. But his whole thing is that he wants to get it shaded in between fully when he feels like he is healed from his brother's death. Yeah, so you feel like a dickhead now, don't you?
Well, but I'm saying that plenty of other people have it where they, the deepest they fist.
So they're appropriating grief.
You should get that before your penis.
How far, how deep
I can... How deep you've gone.
I really would like to have one, just one day. Like, just for one day.
A penis?
Yes.
Nice.
Just for one day. Like, and just see what I can do.
It's pretty great. It's like, whoa. Whoa!
What am I gonna put it in today? Am I gonna put it in the peanut butter? Am I gonna put it in the jelly? Am I gonna put it in the mayonnaise? That's what I would do.
Peanut butter, jelly, and mayonnaise?
No, I'm just saying, like, different condiments in my house.
Oh, peanut butter would hurt.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
What if you get the,
Well, like, if you, like, well,
get crunchy and get the organic kind so there's a lot of oil in it.
So, what I'm gonna
smooth
say...
Smooth ride in.
What I'm gonna say...
And then you might get a chunk of peanut stuck in.
Your peanut penis. Yes. Your peanuts.
You think it would hurt with peanut butter? I'm not about the
what
am I
saying?
Jiffy one.
What are you saying? Just putting it in one time? Or, like, you know, trying to, like, get off in the peanut butter? Like a fleshlight kind of vibe.
That is disgusting. Like, why the fuck would you get off in... No,
would
that's
fucking
sticking
your
disgusting.
Dick in peanut butter?
Just to do it. Just to say that you can.
Okay. And do you think...
That it would hurt?
Yeah.
I'm asking you. You're the one that I don't...
I've never done it.
Okay, well, go home and try.
Okay.
I'm going home with you, so don't try that. Don't try it.
Just need to use the bathroom for a few minutes.
Don't
but getting it off, the cleanup would suck.
Yeah.
It gets all in, like, your folds and stuff.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
So, Jake thought that girls or people with vaginas peeing...
It's, like, my favorite joke to tell.
What?
That I think this. Because, remember, there was
it's a joke, or do you... Because I think you actually think this.
No, because... No, it's a joke. Because when...
Well, this just ruined everything for everybody.
There's a trend. There was a trend where people would take... Where guys would take a water bottle and they'd be, like, pissing on the ground. Mm-hmm. Like, from the fake water bottle. And it would be, like, a stream. And then someone would come up to them and be like, hey, man, like, you can't, like, be pissing here. And they, like... They're like, what? And they, like, are spraying it all over the guy.
Can't just pee wherever you want. This is my house.
And I was like, a girl should do that, but instead they take the hose attachment where it's like a fan, and it's like, hey, sorry girl, like, you can't piss here. And it's like, and it's like a fan, like a vertical fan.
Jake thought that girls pissing is in, it's a vertical fan shape. And I had to break the news to him, and I was like, no.
It's not like a barcode scanner. Like, it should be. That wouldn't that be so much cooler, though? Imagine, then if you need to clean your toilet, all you do is just, like, shift your body, like, this way and that way, and it takes everything. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It's like a power washer.
I just hate to tell, like, Jake thought...
Guys can do that.
Jake thought that our lips stay shut and sealed, like, when we sit down to pee. Like,
mine do.
Your lips should stay shut and sealed more often.
Oh, wow.
So last week, we got a comment that Jake never... I never let Jake finish speaking. That I never let
him
talk.
And then the other week...
And then the other week... And then
today when
we
had the conversation
comment,
of, like, basically
today we got a
I felt
that got
bad
sent
that
to
I kept, like, interrupting
that,
her. And that, like,
Jake
basically
never
we try,
lets
trying
me
to
finish
not talk at
because
the same
somebody
time
posted
much.
On TikTok
and I just feel bad.
Like,
but I keep seeing
no,
all these comments
he never
and I'm just like, it's a little,
and the comments
like,
were like,
out
oh,
of this
but
world. Like, I don't really believe them when
they
tell me. And I'm just starting to be like, fuck you guys. Like, do you guys have you ever had a conversation?
I'm just letting you know that if Jake was actually talking over me, believe me, trust and believe, I would have no issue. And if you guys are frequent listeners of the podcast, then you have probably heard, I have no issue telling Jake to shut up. I was speaking. I'm speaking. No, I'm speaking.
No, I'm speaking.
No, I'm speaking. No, I'm speaking. No, I'm speaking. No, I'm speaking. No, I'm speaking.
What is it?
No, I'm speaking.
No, the thing that he said.
A little tiny human. Little human.
Baby human.
Little tiny baby human. Little tiny human fetus. Something, whatever he said.
And guys, if you're thinking that I am offended by Nicole interrupting me, like, I am. And, like, rise up, Squirt Nation. Like,
no, because defend me. I'm just kidding. Jake thinks that he's like, oh, I'm oppressed. Because this woman is talking over me. I don't think Jake realizes the dynamic in which the two of us have, that you are still, like, in...
Gay?
Oh, no, I was going to say, man first.
You're bi.
You're bi.
You're bi. Nicole's going to start saying Azizam.
Yeah.
Which is, like, Habibi. Oh, we talked about this one time, which you can only see if you subscribe to our Patreon, but the man at the bodega called me Habibi.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Habibi or is it Habibi?
There's Habibi, there's Habibti. Like, it just depends.
What is that?
It's just, like, the same thing.
New goal unlocked.
Habibti.
Get called Habibti.
No, the other day, Jake and I, we, like, hung out, went to the park all day, fucked around, found out.
Was that not yesterday?
No, Jake, you keep referring to it as yesterday. It was 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, you were busy all day yesterday with Lucy Dacus.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we went to Washington Square Park. We, of course, passed by a Taco Bell. Jake is like, oh, my God, we might have to go with Taco Bell. I bring that up because in my notes is a Taco Bell order, because I needed to remember what to order, because I was watching a TikTok and this girl was like, vegans, get this the next time that you are at Taco Bell.
Oh, what was
and
it?
So I wrote it down in my podcast notes, because it's literally like, it's let's see, I have JoJo in Big Brother, which whatever.
I'm getting like deja vu, like maybe you brought that up already before. One other time.
Somebody said, aren't you so happy you didn't get the fuck ass Bob?
Oh, wow, whoa, deja vu.
I know.
Swear it's deja vu.
And then also, cheesy bean and rice burrito, hold the cheese, and also the nacho sauce, add onions, add fiesta chips, and then grill it. And it was really good until I took the second bite and they did still put the cheese in. So.
Oh, you actually got Taco Bell recently?
When I was home. For Easter.
Without me?
So I was home for Easter. So I was about like at least 100 miles away from here. So I was home. We can go to Taco Bell.
No, I have food at home.
Then
I'm starting to say that to people now.
Eat the food at home.
I am.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm getting Thai tea after this because I want to be awake. Like, wake it up. Like, I want to be awake.
You're getting a Thai tea?
Yeah. Yeah. But
Nicole on tea.
We went to
Nicholas.
we went to Washington Square Park.
Yeah.
And we were there the whole time, and Lord hates us so much that the second that we,
like,
left
God?
Washington Square, yes, I said what I said. She hates us so much that the second that she left announced that, like, oh guys, come to the park, come play with at the park.
I know,
with
but
me.
She was trolling.
No,
anyway,
she
no, she
came,
did end up
she,
going
she yeah. did end up coming, but do not
she
come.
Filmed her whole music video.
I know.
That night.
I know.
For that song.
I am really excited for, I feel like this is going to be a fun summer. Like, Lord music, Addison music. Yeah, she just goes by Addison now. Yeah, that's just Addison.
This is the this is the first and last Addison Rae album. Did you see that?
No. Why?
Oh, she's just going to go by Addison after this.
Oh.
So this
oh,
is like okay. Addison Rae. Yeah.
Oh,
but
did she
people
say
are like
that?
Tweeting, they're like, this is her first and last album by Addison Rae.
Listen, I was at the Lucy Dacus concert yesterday. I don't know if I've said that yet. I don't know if I've, like, made that clear.
Who?
That I was at the Lucy Dacus concert yesterday.
Who's that?
Like, at the okay. So Katie Gavin opened up for Lucy Dacus, and
love her.
Katie Gavin was singing Sanitize, and she, like, spun it into an Addison Rae. What is that song called? He said, what are you gonna say to Pink? As my pink wig is waiting downstairs in the mail room. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not headphones on, is it?
Headphones on.
Oh,
that's
is it?
What
okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. But
it's not the other one, High Fashion.
No, that's okay. A different one. But I am genuinely excited. I want to give her a chance. I like what she's put out so far.
Good.
And I think if someone is actually putting in the work to make Y2K happen again, then so be it.
Yeah, I think she's actually, like, doing real Y2K, not just, like, what we think of Y2K now.
Yeah.
Like, she's literally, like her album covers look like, what's, like, Britney and Christina.
But, you know, Pink Panthers also does Y2K really, really well.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Because she wears capris, and that is major.
There's nothing more early 2000s than capris.
It's scary. Capris haunted me. I don't have the legs for capris because I do genuinely look like a baby. I have no calves at all. Like, so I genuinely look like a fucking baby deer when I used to wear capris and my mom would force me. Like, capris and flats, my worst nightmare. And so Pink Panthers wearing them, beautiful, stunning. Sabrina Carpenter wearing them, beautiful, stunning. I like to live vicariously through them. I'm scared that the capris are going to come back. I'm scared that that's going to be the new beauty standard. I fear that it's going to be like, show your ankles, bitches. And I'm not going to be ready to do something like that. So I'm just letting you all know that my ankles will remain covered.
When I was in like the third grade, I asked my mom if I could get a pair of capris. She said no.
Aw, why?
They were girls.
Aw. Wait, did they not... They don't make boy capris.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Capris were like a girl thing. It was like, oh, wow. No. No. God forbid your pants hit at the fucking... The hemline hits at the...
Below the knee.
No, at the shin. Like, damn. Like, whoa.
We can get you capris now.
I don't think I would rock them. You can. I think when I was shorter, like, but it would have been cute.
You should heal your inner child and give him what he wants. If he wants capris, give that motherfucker some capris.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go. Oh, we just have to cut your pants. We just literally have to cut your pants. That's all we have
to do. Quickly grab scissors. Let's ruin all of them. Oh, it's a capri summer, girl.
I do have to... I don't know what this means in my phone. I wrote down bald in my phone. Bald in my phone.
Bald in my... Oh, bald in your phone. There's a picture of you in your phone. Bald. When you look up bald, it shows you with this hair.
Yes, yes. Oh my god, yes, Jake. Yes, you remember. Oh my god.
Thank you.
When I look up bald in my phone, it shows up photos of me with hair. Isn't that fucked up? I look up bald, and because you know how you can look up, that's the best feature that Apple has ever done for on iPhones, period. I love that so much. Like, I love being able to look up like February 23rd. What was I doing then? And then it shows me every single year. For bald, it shows The Rock. Shows Dwayne Johnson.
Oh,
it's also you getting your
ask me about my butthole.
I was sleeping that shirt, and then all the other photos are like me with my beautiful long luscious hair, and it says bald. That's fucked up. Oh my god, this is my crush from high school. Look, he has a
Dan McGee.
We've talked a lot about this guy before. We are not going to share this on the screen. Okay. But he's wearing a shirt that says cookie. That's my cookie. That's my juice. That's
like, he literally is holding juice too.
Do you know what that juice is?
Yeah, that's scissorb.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, my love. My love.
That's my cookie. That's my scissorb.
That's so fucking funny.
Wait, do people even say scissorp anymore? I think it's just lean.
Yeah, I mean, he was just drinking lean. What was he mixing it with?
Fanta.
Well, that says Faygo. So that's...
Oh, man. He spent so much on the...
codeine.
On the codeine.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. Like posting photos of you drinking.
Not that we know how to
like
make lean
holding
or anything.
Codeine. Like, that's crazy. That's
I don't even know what that is.
Sure. Okay. When I was eating codeine,
my mom gave us codeine at my house. She gave us sequel.
I'm getting deja vu. Also,
wait, what?
I want you to insert this photo in right now. Just so.
Yeah, sure.
I like it.
Why not? A lot. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it.
You know what? Sure.
Sure.
What the hell? Sure. I also So Katie yesterday, Katie Gavin and I, no.
Love her.
Our friend Katie. We kind of came to a conclusion about something because we were talking about Benson Boone. And I know that this is a really, like, I know.
Jake, I thought I was the number one Jake. Benson Boone hater in the entire world, but you need to follow Deactive Dave, Deactivate okay. Dave
okay.
on Twitter, or no, on Instagram and TikTok. Okay. He hates Benson Boone way more than me.
No, I, listen, I'm, and I said to Jake the other night, I said, I'm starting to feel bad for him. I really am. And hold on, let me, hear me out. I'm starting to feel bad for him because, like, you know, he is really talented at those flips. Like, that's cool that there is an artist out there doing something, like, physical along with their artistry. Like, they are adding to it. I mean, he was a diver. He was a professional diver. And, like, that's really, really, not professional. I mean, he was, like, high school, but he was, like, ranked. He was in high school still in, like, 2020. That's fucking crazy. Anyway, listen, hear me out.
I'm hearing.
And then he, like, posted on his TikToks, like one of his like 9 TikTok accounts, and he was like, guys, it's not like really constructive criticism when you guys tell me that you guys don't think that you don't even know why you don't like me. Like, when comments that are like, he pisses me off and I don't know why, like, that's not constructive. Like, say that you think my voice is annoying, or say that you think like the flips are too much. Like, just at least like have some reason as to why not like me. So I said this to Jake the other day.
Hand Shut me the fucking the fuck mic. Up. I'm telling you, I'm literally about to make a whole YouTube video about this. I have essay actually scripted in my phone for
about
this.
Why you don't like Benson Boone?
No, why I don't think that straight men in music are adding anything right now.
Okay, but hear me out.
Benson Boone is a very good example.
Hear me out. So I was telling Katie this, and I was like, yeah, and Jake also additionally was like, Nicole, why the fuck would you feel remotely bad for him? He's making a whole album about, like, patriotism called American Heart. And it's, like, him in front of an American flag. And I hear you. But Katie and I got to talking at dinner last night. Hear me out. So Katie and I, we discussed this, and we, like, made a TikTok about it. But how do we know that Benson Boone is going to be praising America in that album? How do we not know that it is literally commentary on blind nationalism of the working class? I'm talking to you.
He already released a song. I'm gonna look up the lyrics for you.
I'm not there. I'm gonna go through the track list.
Okay, go ahead.
And you're gonna, this is gonna get clipped, and then they're gonna say, he doesn't listen to women. Look, he doesn't listen to women. And see? Yeah. See, that shuts you right up.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So, okay. How do we know that it's not just criticizing? Because there have been other songs in the past, like, I believe Born in the USA is a commentary on blind nationalism, you know? So how do we not know that Benson Boone is doing that? Okay, hear me out. So there are 10 songs on the album.
Like the Commandments?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also on each side, like side A, side B, 5 songs. Oh, what, like, is he doing? Five times 10, 50 stars on the flag. So, but it's commentary on it. Listen.
You sound like a Swiftie. You're like, and then all of the letters add up to 13. What is her favorite number? 13. What album number is this? 14. 14 plus 13? 27. You know who's 27?
She's not 27.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a 27-year-old celebrity. I don't know.
No.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Taylor Swift fans, like, she could just give a specific look into the camera, and they're like, oh, the angle at which she's looking at. Like, that's
60 degrees.
Yeah. okay.
She has 14 tassels on her dress.
This is what we have come to agreement on.
Go ahead.
Number one song. Song number one is called Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else.
okay.
What's funny?
Go ahead.
When he showed up to the ballot on election day. Why are you
That's
laughing?
That's so funny.
I'm not.
This is good. I like this. Go ahead.
When he showed up
to the and they were like, ah, another Trump supporter. And he's like,
said,
sorry.
I'm here for someone else. He said, no.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I love it.
What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
I love it.
He said, no, guys. Sorry, I'm here for somebody else. And he punched in Kamala. Right. Okay. Number two, Mr. Electric Blue. He voted blue. Right,
okay.
Yeah. And he's so proud of it. He's like, I'm fucking Mr. Electric Blue. Like, I'm not just blue. I'm not baby blue. I'm Electric Blue. Because he fucking loves the Democratic Party.
Work.
Okay. Number three. The song is called Man and Me. Sometimes there's a man in Benson Boone. And he believes in gay rights.
No, he doesn't.
Then why is there a song called Man and Me?
Michael Jackson did Man in the Mirror.
No, okay. And what? No. Jake, he said, man in me. There's a man inside of me. There is a man inside of me. Man in me.
Those are the lyrics.
I guarantee you.
Man in me. There's a man inside of me.
And I love
it. No, he's talking man in me.
I love men in me. I love men inside of me. Men should always be inside of me.
Here, I'm going to give you my opposite interpretation of all of these. I want to do it at the same time. What was the first one?
Sorry, I'm
here for someone else. That's like when he showed up to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump opened the door and he's like, sorry, I'm here for Ivanka. Okay, Electric Blue means that he thinks that
Mr. Electric Blue,
he thinks that all Democratic men should be given the electric chair. Okay, and then what was the next one?
Man and Me.
Man and Me? Man and Me is about how he feels like Donald Trump should put his penis out of his ass. That's what the lyrics are really gonna be.
Okay, false. Yeah, okay. All right, Mystical Magical, which is already a song that's out. It's about the utopia of which the world will be in once we start caring about climate change and start caring about the environment. Like, it's gonna
and
be like
Moonbeam Milkshakes magical. Or whatever he says.
No, I think that's a different song.
No, that's the same. He goes, ice cream moonbeam.
The other way around.
Ice cream. Taking off your blue jeans. He's talking about Donald Trump and his blue jeans. It's so mystical.
We've never seen Trump in blue jeans. We have seen Ivanka in blue jeans.
There you go. I think he's here for someone else.
Okay. Is that your perception of mystical, yeah, magical?
Think,
okay. Yeah.
Well, actually, I think it's about the war on drugs.
Okay. Five. Reminds me of you. Everything reminds him of Joe. Like, everywhere he turns and he sees an old white man. Yeah. And
he's, oh, Joe Biden. You got Joe Thierry. I was like, what?
He's infiltrated your brain, too.
That's the man in me.
I wish that Joe Thierry was the man in me. But I think that every time that he is, like, looking around, sees an old white man, he's like, oh, my God, everything reminds me of you. Like, pictures of you.
The song's called Everything Reminds Me of You.
It just reminds me of you.
Okay. I think that that's about the last, or that's about, that is about Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about how for the last, or for like those 4 years where Joe Biden was president, he was like, ugh, everything reminds me of Donald Trump.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I don't believe so. Side B. Mama song. He loves his mama. He loves women. And he doesn't believe in silencing women. And he doesn't believe in calling women bitches. And he believes in making a song all about his mama. Like Me and Your Mama.
I think that's a pro-life song. About how you should become a mother. And he's going to be like, this is my mom. No, he's going to be like, wow, this is my mama song. And it's for my mamas out there. If you're not a mama, you got to become one soon. Because we're taking your rights away. That's what that song's about.
Mama's out there, don't take Plan B. Don't get on contraceptives. Let him come in me.
Oh, it's a reprise of Man Inside of Me.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Number two, I want to be the one you call. So he like is like, ACAB, fuck the police, I don't like them. Don't call the cops when you need, when you're in a medical emergency, or if you're in like something dangerous, call me instead. Call me Benson Boone and I'll backflip my way to you and I will come and protect you.
I actually agree with that one.
Oh yeah. Okay. Wanted Man, this one is about prison reform.
That's about Donald Trump.
Wanted Man,
yeah, because he's a criminal.
Okay, so he agrees. He's a criminal.
No, he's saying, that's my wanted man. I want him in the White House. Okay. That's going to be the pre-chorus.
I think Lucy Dacus literally has a called like, Most Wanted Man. I think that's what I,
so from what I remember. So that's going to be a Lucy Dacus and...
Oh, feature. Lucy Dacus feature.
Benson Boone. Benton Boone.
See, Ben collab. Wouldn't have... Ben having Lucy on, it's just more proof that he loves women.
Ben and Lulu.
And then the last song is I'm sorry. Next one, take me home. He wants
that's his take me to God's country.
No,
that is.
No, he believes that immigrants should have the right to be in America.
No, he's saying go back to where you came from. That's what he's saying in that song.
No, he's saying I want everybody here to feel like they are American, whether, you know, wherever they come from. Nobody is an illegal alien. Fuck that. Take me home, and home should be wherever
the heart at. Is. I think he's saying he know where home at. No, I think that he's saying like take me, as in like he's singing this from the perspective of someone who's trying to come into this country,
mm-hmm.
and they are, you know, at the border,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking to the border patrol person, and they're like, hey, like I want to go in, and they're like, no, and then they turn around to their friend and they're like, all right, take me home, because they couldn't do it. That's what I think it's about.
I think you're wrong. The last song is called Young American Heart, which Katie said it best. It is a song about blind nationalism of the working class. And, mm-hmm. like, how all these young people now are like, oh, I have this young American heart, when in reality, here they are. No, that song didn't actually come out yet. That song didn't come out.
He's saying it at Coachella.
No! No! And I'm going to interpret the lyrics. I'm looking it up right now. Young?
Why are you like, love hot men.
I barely know what that man looks like. I swear on my life, I barely know what that man looks like. But one thing about
me, we were only 16 at the time.
I love giving people the benefit of the doubt.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Not men.
Who are you?
You don't. You hate giving men the benefit of the doubt.
That's true. I do.
Stop. You've changed. I remember we were only 16 at the time. We stole your daddy's car. He stole. The day you learned to drive, you nearly killed us both half a mile down the road. Yeah, we were upside down and moving in slow motion. We're all just floating so wild and free. It all made sense to me. If I'm going to die a young American and this was the final night we'd ever have again, I'd be just fine as long as I'm wherever you are, because you stole my young American heart.
This is criticism of drunk driving in America.
No, I think this is him. This is him living in his own little world. He doesn't even recognize that trans people are literally dying in this country, and women are getting their rights stripped away every fucking day. And he's saying, oh, we're all young, wild, and free. No, we aren't.
No.
People are dying, Benson. No,
this is how I perceive it. You stole your daddy's car the day you learned to drive. You nearly killed us both half a mile down the road. We were both upside down and moving in slow motion. So, like I told you the other day, when people are dying and when they are given, they're being born, they have this thing called DMT released. And it is this chemical released into their brain.
He says that in the second verse.
Right. And so that's why he feels like he's floating so wild and free, because he has DMT. He's doing DMT. Him and his girl are doing DMT in the car. And so, not only is he talking about the war on drugs, but he's also talking about how awful it is to drive under the influence and how it's killing so many young American hearts.
We need to do YouTube videos where we like really poorly like analyze albums, where it's like, absolutely, that is not what's happening at all in them.
Okay. It's been 2 years since you have left the country. Oh, so he's pro like immigration. That's what it sounds like.
No, he's
like
pro getting out of here.
Oh, yeah, he's pro-fuck America.
Yeah, there you go.
He said, get your passport and leave.
Get your passport and leave.
Okay, now you and I, we're living in some crazy times. Oh, you see? He thinks this is a crazy time. Like,
he thinks it's crazy times because the nation is so divided and they should all just, you know, love Donald Trump.
No, but if he thought that this, like there are some people who think that this is the best time ever. Like this time, like, ruling under Donald Trump and, like...
That's what he's saying.
No, he's saying it's crazy. He's saying he doesn't approve of this time. He's saying, like, it's fucking crazy.
He's talking about trans people. He's saying it's crazy that there's trans people in the world. People are crazy. Young American heart, my young American heart, you stole my young American heart. We were free falling, my young American heart.
I get so scared we'll never make it through our 20s, because there are so many lives being put at risk. There's so many bad things happening right now, like so many young people's lives.
He's saying that Republicans are persecuted.
He might be saying that.
What does he have to fear about dying youthfully?
He's speaking from the perspective of other people. Right, so he's putting himself in the shoes of someone who isn't a ripped white man.
Oh, but when I said he was putting himself in the shoes of an immigrant, you were like, no.
Well, every song is different.
Work.
And this was the final night we'd ever have. This entire song is literally about dying in a car accident. I just want you to know that.
I think maybe he got like a heart transplant or something, like on the real real.
And who do you think gave you the heart, love?
Donald Trump.
Aw.
No. Listen,
Where's Donald?
Listen, Where's Donald?
Who do you think gave you the heart, babe?
That's what he's doing. That's actually the, he has like a, like 30 second, you know, sort of like the voice note in it. That's what the voice note is.
You think
at the
Young
end.
American Heart is about, what's his name? The little one. What's his name? Barron Trump.
Yeah.
The little one.
Yeah, you know what Young American Heart does? Like, he did already... No, actually, one of the songs on there, I think... What was the fourth one called?
The fourth song?
Yeah.
The fourth song was called Mystical Magical.
Oh, yeah. That one is going to have, like, a sample in it.
Okay.
He hasn't released the whole song, but it will come up. It's going to be like...
I like my suitcase, case, mystical, magical. Do you think Barron Trump went to the Lord pop-up? In Washington Square Park.
Probably.
He was there. He's like, fuck my dad! Yes!
Lord's British.
She's literally from New Zealand, you fuck.
Oh, there you go. Lord's not from here.
You sick fuck. He's from New Zealand.
He?
What? She, sorry.
Yeah, excuse your mouth. I don't see you walking children in nature.
So someone's gonna really hate that. So someone's gonna be really upset about that.
Someone. You can't be everything for everyone all at once. I always misquote that. You can't be everyone for everywhere all at once.
No.
You can't be everything for everyone all together. And,
all the time.
And in between me down there's.
I love referring it to it as the in between me down there.
Have you never heard that before?
Besides, no, not until you.
I forget who said that. My in between me down there.
Literally not until you have I not heard.
Does it make sense though? It's like that's in between you and it's your down there. How would you say my in between me down there is in Polish?
You know what? Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Mój między na tam na dole.
Mój między tam na dole.
Maybe it's moje.
Moje.
Mój między na tam na dole.
Mój między.
Here, just read it in Polish.
Oh yeah,
because you can understand that.
Mój między na tam na dole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like my in between me down there. You think if you said that to your mother, she would actually like? She literally, I think she would be like, "What?"
No, because I did that to her. The prank. The like. I'm so hungry I could eat and I named somebody from her Facebook friend list that like lives in Poland.
Dan Mickey.
I named someone else and she fully like glossed over it. She's like, I know someone of that name. And I was like, yeah, isn't that funny? Name. And then she started like scolding me for something completely different. She's like, did you ever call AAA?
I feel like it's just a repeat of that one where it was like, oh, Cher found dead at 58 or whatever.
I love pranks like that. Like, I know that to some people, they really don't like... I love innocent, harmless little pranks
Who
like that.
Who would you say that about to your mom?
You know what's not an innocent like, little
Madonna
prank?
Found dead.
I don't like... Jake ran up on me the other
ran
day.
Ran up. Guys, is waving to your friend
you
running up?
You didn't wave. You
literally went like this.
You literally stomped and ran. I heard the clacking of your shoes on the pavement.
Okay, just because I wear stilettos, like, I'm going to use them.
And then you hit my arm and said, oh, hey.
I did not hit your arm.
Okay, you touched it.
I did not. I literally went like this, and you went, oh, my God, don't do that, don't do that. I literally did not touch you.
Would you like that if you were wearing headphones on the street, and you just got out of a workout class, and a man runs up to you?
I can't sleep. There's babies on the street. Two babies making friends on the street, and I can't sleep. There's fucking babies on the street.
There's more to that.
I don't know how
the baby prayed for the other baby. There was a baby praying for the other baby
on the street, and I can't sleep. God, I want to sleep.
That's me literally every night at 3 a.m. when I can't fall back asleep because the let me sleep gummies are not hitting just right.
Yeah, where's Kourtney Kardashian to come and hit you over the head with a frying pan?
No, Kourtney Kardashian.
Boing.
That would be so funny. No, she's putting Ambien in the Lemmy sleeps.
And they taste so yummy.
They taste so yummy, and it's really diabolical and evil because I do want to, every time I do wake up, I have a raging headache. It's also crazy because she's like, I don't like sugar. Like, I don't fuck with
sugar. There's no sugar in those?
No, there's so much sugar.
I knew it. I was like, that's impossible. They're really delicious.
It's not so much sugar, but like,
I mean, you eat two at a time.
But there's like, no way that she's eating them because she is like, hiya, no sugar. There's no sugar in these.
You've gotten a lot better at that.
Thank you. And so that's what I'm saying.
No, it's, I'm saying you've gotten a lot better at that. Like, this is your intervention.
No, I'm just saying, I think it's just a little bit worrisome because it's like, okay, well, Courtney's not taking those. Who is? Who is eating those Lemmy gummies other than, like, you know.
Who's testing them?
The general population. Yeah, because the Kardashians sure aren't. But all I'm saying is that she puts Ambien in those. And when I buy something really expensive in the middle of the night, I'm blaming Courtney.
Khloe Kardashian came out with protein popcorn.
Dude, Lemmy.
Which is insane. Lemmy, it's literally infecting you.
Sorry.
Are you okay? Who are you anymore?
Okay. Protein popcorn, protein Pop-Tart, protein... Sorry, my time limit got reached on Twitter. Protein popcorn, protein Pop-Tart, protein pancake. Someone take me out back behind the protein barn and shoot me with a protein rifle.
Oh, I'll give you protein back shots.
Dude.
Am I right?
What? She's acting as if that 7 grams Cummies. Are so... Ew. She's acting as if 7 grams are so incredibly... Like, she's like, this is life-changing. Additionally, it's
how
like...
How much popcorn do you eat?
The whole bag.
No, I mean, like... Like, to, for that 7 grams, like, how much would you have to eat for the 7 grams to even, like, work? I feel like that's
hopefully a, not the whole bag, because I will be eating the whole bag regardless. So hopefully I'll be getting at least, like, 45 grams of protein.
Right, right.
Because I cannot.
Damn, that's a big expectation, girl.
Well, so listen, she has white cheddar, which I don't think is vegan. The olive oil, which might be vegan. Sweet and salty kettle corn.
Well, what type of protein is she using?
That's there? What I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
it
like,
might be whey.
And
but I feel like whey tastes
no,
nasty.
No, I don't think so. But there's no even way to like look on the website because trust and believe, I did look on the website.
There's
but
no way to look on the website.
There isn't because it's locked. See?
Oh, what?
Cloud is crafted from whole grain corn sourced from Nebraska, locked. Is non-GMO, gluten-free, kosher, and free from both seed oils and added flavors.
I didn't hear dairy-free.
I know, and that makes me worried. Like, what am
they
I going to do?
They didn't say non-dairy? Mm-mm. No, yeah, okay. I don't think it is then. I'm sorry.
I'm well, sorry, girl. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, that's okay. I'm just saying, if I'm gonna have protein farts from fucking popcorn, that's crazy.
Do we need
work.
Protein farts from everything? That's the thing. Like,
that's what I don't think my body can handle it much more. What we do need. All of you need to be eating way more fiber. I know you bitches are backed up.
Oh my god, worst comments that I've been imagining in my head are like, they don't even start talking about it until blank, blank minutes
they
in.
They buried it.
They buried it. Girl, it's a fucking hour-long podcast. It's a fucking hour-long
podcast. Do you guys say
podcast.
That about four-hour podcasts?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
Where they don't
it's
start
not
talking
buried,
about them.
It's an episode. It's a conversation.
Like, literally, it's as of treating it like a video, like a regular, normal YouTube video that's, like, 20 minutes long, like a video essay, and they're like, they don't even get to the point until, like, 19 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, literally.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess you guys don't know how podcasts
No, literally, work. Everybody wants to... We should have just made it into a TikTok.
Start commenting that on every four-hour-long podcast and be like, they don't even get into the main topic until hour two.
And guess what? We put the damn timestamps in, so you don't even have to watch the whole thing. It's not buried. The timestamps are right there.
I know. We wanted you to go
to it. Yeah, we wanted you to go to it. Like, damn. But that's about an episode from, like, a few weeks ago. That's not bad.
I'll give you Polish word of the day.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, we all also already had, we're getting two. We're getting Polish word of the day and Polish phrase of the day.
Which was the...
So we did Polish phrase of the day, which was moje między na tam na dole, which is my in between me down there's.
Moje między tam na tam na dole.
That was so good.
Thank you.
And then...
That was really performative.
And then Polish word of the day is kult.
Quilt. Kult. I love quilts.
Okay, so it's
my mom's making me...
Kult.
Kult.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like a lovely blanket that someone makes out of a patchwork lovely design.
So it does, it means quilt. It doesn't mean quilt, it means cult.
Oh, like,
like a cult.
Like a cult.
Yes. Like, oh, they're in a cult. Like, oh, they're in a cult.
Who?
No, like they, like the non-binary person. Oh, they're in a cult.
They are in a cult. They are in a cult. We need to save them. It's an MLM.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Like, oh no, Pampered Chef.
No!
It is a cult.
Oh my god. Cult.
Cult.
You're a cult girl. I don't know why you would say that, though. That's really random.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.